Bird's Eye View, Number 11. Davy and Abigail typifying the warring Christ and the warring Church, 16th to 22nd of May. Roman numeral 1. 1 Samuel 25, 1b to 44 is a record of David's dealing with Nabal and Abigail. B. David responded to Abigail's appeal by blessing Jehovah, who sent her to meet him, and also by sending her, who kept him from entering into bloodshed and from avenging himself by his own hand. C. Abigail's beauty and wisdom called David, and after Nabal's death, he took her as his wife, and she became his counterpart in warfare. Roman numeral 2. David typifies the warring Christ in the midst of the suffering. 1 Samuel 28-27. Please forgive the transgression of your female servant, for Jehovah will no doubt make a sure house for my Lord, because my Lord fights the battle of Jehovah, and no evil will be found in you throughout your days. Matthew 12:3. But he said to them, have you not read what David did when he became hungry and those who were with him? B. David's being established by God is seen in his repeated victories over the Philistine. Thus, he is a type of the warrior Christ. C. Because Jehovah is a warrior fighting in the battle for us and triumphing over all our enemies, he is our triumph, our victory. D. 2b. Christ will come with his bride as his army, and with her he will fight against Antichrist and his armies. E. 1. In his earthly ministry, the victorious Christ defeated the devil and destroyed his works. 2. In his crucifixion, the victorious Christ cast out of the world of his word, destroyed the devil, caused the rulers and authorities to be stripped off, and nailed to death. 3. The resurrection of the victorious Christ declares that he is victorious over death. 4. In his ascension, the victorious Christ led captive those taken captive, who released us from the usurping hand of Satan and brought us to the highest place in the universe. 5. The victorious Christ will come as a fighting general, a warrior, with his army to fight Antichrist, the king under him, and their armies at Armageddon. Roman numeral 3. Abigail typifies the warring church in the midst of the suffering. A. From 1 Samuel 25 onward, Abigail was always at the side of David, a warrior, and followed him in his wars. B. A type of Abigail portrays our need to be one with Christ in his suffering. 1. The affliction of Christ are of two categories, those for accomplishing redemption, which were completed by Christ himself, and those for producing and building the church, which needs to be fulfilled up by the apostle and the believers. 2. Small b. All those who participate in the service of the church or in the ministry must be ready to partake of the afflictions of the steward. This means that we must be willing to pay whatever price is necessary to fulfill our stewardship. C. The type of Abigail portrays a church participation with the Lord Jesus in spiritual warfare. 1 small b. The totality of the overcomers becomes the bride to be the counterpart of Christ, and this counterpart becomes Christ's army to defeat Antichrist at Armageddon. Revelation 19:11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sits on it called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. 14. And the armies which are in heaven followed him on a white horse, dressed in fine linen, white and clean. 15. And out of his mouth proceeds a sharp sword, that with it he might smite the nation, and he will shepherd them with an iron rod. 2. Not only must God's internal purpose be fulfilled and the desire of his heart be satisfied, but God's enemy must be defeated. For this the church must be a warrior. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, be empowered in the Lord and in the might of his strength. 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the stratagems of the devil. 12. For our wrestling is not against blood and flesh, but against rulers, against authorities, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenlies. 3a. Spiritual warfare has its source in the conflict between the divine will and the satanic will. 14. Satan is terrified of the church as the body of Christ, the corporate warrior fighting against him and his kingdom. 5. Christ will marry the one who has been fighting the battle against God's enemy for years. Revelation 19:7. Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give the glory to him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. 13. And his name is called the Word of God. Roman 4. The type of Abigail portrays a believer who goes forth unto Jesus outside the camp, bearing his reproach. A. 2b. When we touch the Lord in the inner chamber, in the Holy of Holies, in the secret place, we can be likened to the Shulamite. Song of Songs 6:13. Return, return, O Shulamite, return, return, while we may gaze at you. Why should you gaze at the Shulamite? As upon the dance of two camps. C. When we testify for the Lord and work for the Lord in our outward living, we can be likened to Abigail lounging with baby in the wilderness. B. 2. Like a Shulamite and Solomon, we remain in the place of ivory and fellowship with the Lord inwardly. And like Abigail, we outwardly live and work by following David to war and suffering. For inwardly, we have the enjoyment of the Shulamite in the secret place, and outwardly, we have the public living of the Abigail. Hebrews 10:19. Having therefore boldness for entering the Holy of Holies in the blood of Jesus. 20. Which entrance he initiated for us as a new and living way through the veil, that is his flesh. 13:13. Let us therefore go forth unto him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. 6:19. Which we have as an anchor of the soul, both secure and firm, and which enters within the veil. 20. Where the forerunner, Jesus, has entered for us. CP 1. Fellowship with brothers and sisters in the church life. Learned how to fight according to Christ who operates in us. Roman 3. Abigail typifies the warring church in the midst of suffering. 8. From 1 Samuel 25 onwards, Abigail was always at the side of David, the warrior, and followed him in his wars. 1. Abigail's marriage to David terrifies the church enlisted as an army for warfare. 2. Abigail terrifies the warning church, the fighting for God's kingdom in the midst of the suffering. B. The type of Abigail portrays our need to be one with Christ in his suffering. 1. The afflictions of Christ are of two categories, those for accomplishing redemption, which were completed by Christ himself, and those for producing and building the church, which need to be filled up by the apostle and the believers. 2. Small b. All those who participate in the service of the church or in the ministry must be ready to partake of the afflictions of the steward. This means that we must be willing to pay whatever the price is necessary to fulfill our stewardship. In Colossians 1:25, Paul says that he became a minister according to the stewardship of God. This stewardship is the ministry in the New Testament. New Testament ministry is the dispensing of the unsearchable riches of the all-inclusive Christ into the members of God's family. The Apostle Paul dispense the riches of Christ into the saints. This is what we are doing in the ministry today. In 1:24, Paul says, I now rejoice in my suffering on your behalf and filled up on my part, which is lacking of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body, which is the church. This indicates that to carry out the stewardship of God by dispensing of the riches of Christ into the members of God's royal family is worth any kind of suffering, great or small. The suffering in which we share are for the building up of the body of Christ. They are in no way related to the accomplishments of redemption. The church is both the bride who is presented to Christ and the warrior who fights with him against God's enemy. At his coming again, the Lord Jesus firstly will meet his bride. After receiving the bride, Christ and the overcomers will enter into the battle against the enemy. Revelation 19:7. Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. 13. His name is called the Word of God. 14. And the enemies which are in heaven follow him on the white horses, dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Applications to young people, college students, new ones. Abigail, who fought with David, typifies the church that fights with Christ. Since you are a member of the Church of God, be strong and fight through the suffering of tests, entrance examinations, certification exams, and job searches. To fight is to work aggressively, positively, and diligently towards victory. Here is why you, like Abigail, can fight with the Lord, whom David terrifies. 1. Church life. You are a member of the church that Abigail typifies. It is wonderful. No, you can have fellowship with brothers and sisters in the church life. In this fellowship, you can learn how to fight by faith. 2. Operations of indwelling Christ. Colossians 1:29. For which also I labor, struggling according to his operations, which operates in me in power. The indwelling Christ is operating, allowing you to experience him, to share him with others, and to build his body. Testimony. After I was saved, I realized that the cause of my going down life before I was saved was that I didn't fight. Because of my lazy, impassive nature, I thought fighting would be exhausting and avoided fighting. However, the result was going down. After I was saved, I gradually began to fight with the Lord. At first, I was able to work hard with the Lord in Aikido club activities at university. I was not very good at exercising because I'm bad at sports. But fighting with the Lord helped me improve. It was then that I realized something important. It was that it takes a lot more time to learn a movement than others. But if you put in the time, you can do it as well as or better than others. I used to give up because I could not improve immediately like others. But now that the Lord was with me, I am able to persevere a little longer and break through. I noticed the problem with me, which was seeing the situation in front of me that I could not do, and I had given up on them. Then because of my faith in the Lord, I found myself able to work a little harder now, and I thanked the Lord and was filled with joy, and my faith was greatly strengthened. After this, I fought with the Lord by preaching the gospel, and to my surprise, many people were saved. Later, I began to labor and fight with him for the Lord's testimony in my pharmacy studies, which I was not very good at. I have experienced the Lord as understanding, wisdom, perseverance, and breakthrough in my graduate school examinations and researches. I thank the Lord. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, as a member of the church, I can fight with Christ, just as Abigail fought with David. No fighting will bring about the life of going down. We will be strong and fight with the Lord through the suffering of tests, entrance exam, certification exam, and job searches. For this, I have fellowship with brothers and sisters in the church life and struggle according to his operations, which operates in me in power. CP2. Before fighting, have intimate fellowship with the Lord, experience the cross by the power of the resurrection, and endure and fight to the end. Roman numeral 4. The type of Abigail portrays the believer who goes forth unto Jesus outside the camp, bearing his reproach. A. Too small B. When we touch the Lord in the inner chamber, in the Holy of Holies, in the secret place, we can be likened to the Shulamite. Song of Songs 6:13. Return, return, O Shulamite, that we may gaze at you. Why should you gaze at the Shulamite, as upon the dance of two camps? Footnote. Two camps. Here the Shulamite is likened to two armies, or camps, dancing in celebrations of their victory. After he met the angel of God, Jacob divided his wives, children, and the rest of his possessions into two camps, or two armies. The spiritual significance of the two camps as two armies is that we are more than conquerors. God does not want those who are strong in themselves. He wants only the feeble ones, the weaker ones, the women and children. They can become his armies because the fighting is not in their hands but in his. Those who are counted worthy to be overcomers will be the weaker ones who depend on the Lord. They too, like the Shulamites and Solomon, we remain in the places of ivory and fellowship with the Lord inwardly. And like Abigail, we outwardly live and work by following David to war and suffering. For inwardly we have the enjoyment of the Shulamite in the secret place, and outwardly we have the public living of Abigail. See, when the believer in Christ comes out from within the veil, the inner chamber of fellowship, he is able to take the way of the cross and follow the suffering Jesus. Hebrews 10:19. Having therefore boldness for entering the Holy of Holies in the blood of Jesus. 20. Which entrance he initiated for us as a new and living way through the veil, that is his flesh. 13:13. Let us therefore go forth unto him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. 6:19. We have an anchor of the soul, both secure and firm, in which enters within the veil. 20. Where the forerunner, Jesus, has entered for us. Every day, we experience these two aspects. On the other hand, we are within the veil as a Shulamite, living in the Holy of Holies and enjoying the resurrected and glorified Christ. On the other hand, we are outside the camp as Abigail, living in the Word and following the Lord Jesus. We are outwardly walking on the narrow way, similar to that of Jesus the Nazarene. Nevertheless, when people trouble, persecute, oppose, and harass us, we enjoy the resurrected Christ inwardly. Philippians 3:10 says, to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death. As far as Christ is concerned, he first experienced suffering and then resurrection. As far as we are concerned, we touched resurrection and then experienced suffering. He died and then resurrected. But we resurrected and then died. No one can take the way of the cross by himself, neither can he follow the footsteps of Jesus, the Nazarene, by himself. It is not until a person touches and contacts the resurrected Christ within, and until the resurrected Christ enters into him, that he can say, it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. Applications to business person. Graduate students, before we fight with the Lord, we should enjoy the Lord in intimate fellowship with him in the inner chamber, like the Shulamite, and come out of the camp the religious concepts. Then we can follow the Lord and go out and fight spiritual battles. God's economy is that we come to him, enjoy him, express him, and reign over all people, things and matters in his life and for his economy. Therefore, before serving in the church or beginning at work, one should first come to the Lord inwardly, fellowship intimately with him, be touched by his love, and be filled with him. Then we can serve and work in the Lord, with the Lord, for his testimony. Testimony. I was in an unbearable situation when I had an important 3-day meeting with headquarters executives at the U.S. headquarters that ended in chaos because I could not get my boss, the VP of headquarters, to understand what was going on. If this condition was left unchanged, it would greatly hinder the promotion of all projects. I spent enough time in fellowship with the Lord before attending the meeting, and I was very disappointed that it did not work out. However, on the way home after the meeting. I had an opportunity to speak with this VP supervisor, the third VP, individually for 7 to 8 minutes. I seized the opportunity and, being aggressive by faith, spoke with him as I felt I should explain again for the sake of the company's interests and those of many of my subordinates. I chose my words carefully, but frankly expressed my concerns. Normally, you cannot tell your concerns about your supervisor. I was prepared to leave the company in the worst case. He listened to me very closely. I was able to do my best so that I could recover my peace, trusting in the Lord, leaving the situations to Him. To my surprise, the Lord used these short conversations, and a short time later, my U.S. boss was changed to another third VP. As I later found out, the regional supervisor voluntarily stepped down. This would not have been possible without the work of the Holy Spirit. And with the understanding and strong support of my new supervisor, I was able to successfully complete many projects. If I had been conservative and not spoken to the third VP in an aggressive manner, there would have been no chance in supervisors. If so, they could never have effectively succeeded in many of our projects. What I have learned from this is that, one, fellowshipping well with the Lord personally before the meeting, touch His love, experience the cross through the resurrection life, and let Him live within. Two, even if the meeting is not going well, apparently, endure and continue to fight to the end with the power of resurrection gained by the secret fellowship with the Lord. Matthew 24:13, that he who has endured in the end, this one shall be saved. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, before I serve in the church and before I begin my work, I first come to the Lord inwardly, fellowship intimately with the Lord, touch His love and enjoy Him. Then I can go out and follow the Lord and fight the spiritual battles, listen to and follow the inner feeling and be aggressive by faith. When I encounter suffering, I learn inwardly to enjoy this resurrected Christ, to be confirmed to His death, and to endure and fight to the end.